Recording in progress.
Okay, let's begin. The Gemara says here, the Gemara presents a Machlis Rav and Shmuel. And let's see the Gemara inside, Lamaisa, okay? The Velata Sib is Hashem, Gemara Shiz and Taisis. We should have been Lachroinim. Let's see the Gemara inside, Lamaisa. Okay? Go ahead. We gotta go fast though, Lamaisa.
Yeah, we gotta go fast.
So maybe you sure you wanna do it today? We gotta go fast though.
Yeah, I can go fast.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see it, Mark. Go ahead. Okay. Guys, let's take a look inside. Go ahead. Jonathan Linder. Go ahead.
Itmar Babel. Rabamar Karat Israel Lugitin Shmuel Amar Kutlaris. Lema Bahakam.
No. Rav Amar, we're by the two dots. Itmar, Bobo, Rabba, Rabba,
Rabba, Rabba, Mar, Karachisrael, Legitin, Ushmuel, Amar, Kutlaris, Lema, Bahakamit.
Lame is always a Havamina that's slugged up, correct?
Yeah.
Who says that? Who says that it's a Havamina that's always slugged up? Who says it's a Havamina that's always slugged up? Taisim Sokhat, Apapal, Hamarab. Lame is always a Havamina that's slugged up. Go ahead.
The Marsover Lufishan became the Shema Bahani Gmir, the Marsover Lufishan became the Kaima Bahani Nami Loshri.
So, what's about Lakis? So, the one who holds the Shema holds their learned, that's Rav, and the one who holds Kim holds that they're not, there's no system. Yes? Betisbra, do you think like this? Go ahead.
Betisbra, Harab is later Rava, Ella the Bulid Allah Bahina.
What do you mean Harab is later Rava? Don't skip the Kasha. What does Harab is later Rava mean? Then anyone who holds the Shema must hold what?
Rabbi
must hold Kiyum. Right. So therefore what? That can't be the Machlekes. You see, that's a slug up. I wasn't lying. Yeah. Lame is just having me that slugged up. Go ahead, Ella.
Ella,
everyone agrees that what you need Kiyum. Yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rav Savar.
Rav Savar, Kiyum of Hika, Mesita,
Meshriach. Meshriach, he sits in Yeshiva. There's a network, Lamaisa. Therefore we don't need Kiyum. Therefore what? Therefore everyone knows the signatures. Go ahead.
Mishmol Sover Mesita the Gir Saihu Tariqah.
Shmuel says that what? In the Mesifta they're what? They're busy learning, so they don't recognize signatures, so therefore what you need to say before Nefa. Yes?
Yeah.
Works out very well. Go ahead. Itmar Nami.
Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna. Asinu Azmenu Bababel Karet Yisrael Lugitin.
We made ourselves like Babel Karet Yisrael Lugitin. Go ahead. Michi what?
Michi Asa Rav
Lababel. From the time that Rav got the Babel, that's when we transformed ourselves into what? Into Eretz Yisrael Lugitin. Okay? Go ahead.
Mati Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer.
So what's the kasha? The Mishnah says Beferis Reb Yudah, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Babel stands in the north of Eretz Yisrael. That's really northeast, but Lamaisa, it's north enough to be called northeast. It's modern day Babel, not as days as Iraq. Go ahead. So it's really in the north. Dechsiv. The Yomer what? Tipatacha Ra. That's talking about Yirmiyahu. Shem said to me, from the north will open up Ra al Yoshe Aretz. You're going to attack. Utnan. Akko's close by. That's why it's like Eretz Yisrael Lugitin. Ava what?
Ava, Babel, Dimerchaka.
Period. After period, after low. But Babel's far away, so if Babel's far away, you gotta what? You should have to say. So what's going on here? How can you tell me that Babel's like Eretz Yisrael? We see from the Mishnah, anything that's far away from Eretz Yisrael, you gotta what? You gotta say. So what's the Teretz? Mitharakla. He asked the Kasha and he himself gave the answer. Who's he? Rav Yirmiyah, yes? Rav Yirmiyah had the Kasha and he gave the Teretz. Labarba, everything except Babel, yes?
Yeah.
So Babel was transformed, yes? We got that? What did you say?
Rashi
said Labar Mibaba. It's a similar phrase. You are right.
It did say
Labar Mibaba, like Kenama Lakamim Davov. Yes, he's quoting the Davov. Well said. Let's see the third Tisus. Go ahead, guys. Look inside. Chiyasa Rav Lababa. Guys, look inside. Let's see. Go ahead.
Chiyasa Rav Lababa. Perish and Kuntras. The Harbi Yeshivas Mikasha.
Period. Yeah, there were many Yeshivas. what the transformation was. Remember I said yesterday in Shir, what did I say? That 11 years before the what? Before Korban Bayis Sheni, Yechani was exiled to what? Yechani was exiled to Bavel. And he what happened? He was exiled to Bavel with the Cheresh and the Miskar, who were the big Talmidei Chachamim. And therefore what? And therefore there was, for many, many years, there was yeshivas and learning there. And then we know, Lamaisa, that there was one yeshiva shmuel created a yeshiva Narda. Then Rav came afterwards and created another yeshiva in Surah, and therefore there was a system developed. So that's what is in Chiyasa Rav Bavel. Now there were he says Harbe. Now Harbe is usually three or more, but here it means at least two. There were two now created, and there was a network created. The word Harbe usually means three or more. Many, right? Many use three or more. What's my Rai and Shas? Sukkah Mem Vavam and Aleph. That Harbe means more than three or more. The Gemara says, Achleis Tanayim, to review it in the Chum, if you have a bunch of mitzvahs in front of you, what bracha do you say? Chum say you say one bracha. Reshik Shabbat Tal mitzvahs. What does review say? Each mitzvah requires its own bracha. So what does Rashi say there in Sukkah? Now, if the Nezer points out this Rashi, you put on tefillin and chalamoy. Rashi says you have a lulav, Sukkah, tzitzis, and tefillin. What other time of the year is that when you have all those mitzvahs? What other time of year do you have that when you have all those mitzvahs? Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Tzitzis, tefillin, lulav, and sukkah. So Avdenezer brings a raya from the Rashi held you put on tefillin, Chol HaMoed. It's a big machlokes when you put on tefillin, Chol HaMoed. It's a very sharp raya, no?
Yeah.
So a guy once asked me in one of the hotels in Pesach once, he says, I read the Rashi wrong. You have to put a dot in. Lulav is sukkah, period. Tzitzis is tefillin. I said, that's not the way to read Rashi. Harbe means three or more. He means four over there. That was the example that he was given. Okay? All right, go ahead.
Okay.
So I'm just saying here the word Harbe is really Lavdavka and Rashi, because he was the second yeshiva that was created. First there was Narda with Shmuel, and then Rav with Tzura. So it was Harbe means just there's another yeshiva, not just one. Even though Harbe usually means three or more. Here it means there was now two. Go ahead.
The kasha to him came. My part is to be masnisin de me'ako lo litzabo she nishio
nishneis.
Yeah, she nishneis kodem shavar rav lebaba.
So what's the kasha? What was the Gemara's 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 kasha? You guys tell me. What did Rabbi ask? You can't tell me what Labar what. What did Rabbi ask? You can't tell me what Michias Arab the bubble was transformed to Eretzrael. You see from the Mishnayos that Rabbi gave the borders of Eretzrael. Anything that's far away from Eretzrael is not what? It's not considered to be Eretzrael, right? So how can you tell me bubble's like Eretzrael? 1 second, Tysus says. When was the Mishnah written? 200 C, 300 C, much long before Rav came to Bavo. So I asking Akasha from the Mishnah. The two different time periods. Rav was the first generation of Maro, said, now we've transformed Babel to be like Eretzal for Gittin. That's then. You asked me a kasha from a Mishnah? That was years before. Mishnah was written years before. What kind of kasha is that? That's Tysus kasha. It's a very strong kasha. You understand this, Eliezer? You can't ask a kasha if it's historically was before. During the times of Mishnah's Babel was like Chutzlars, but not now. Yes, sorry.
Yeah, everything's been done.
Yeah, in other words, the kasha was on the Gemara. What was the kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara was that what? Rav said Eretzal has become like Babel for Gittin. The Gemara says, you see from the Mishnah, it's not true. The Mishnah gives you the borders. Anything near Eretzal, you don't say. Anything outside, you have to say. Especially if it's far away. Babel's far away, right? But the Mishnah was written many years before Rav. The Mishnah was written many years. Rav is just saying from now, from the time I'm alive, we made Babel like Eretzal begin. You want to ask me from the Mishnah? The Mishnah might show not that way. That was about 200 years beforehand. So the whole Gemara's kasha is not a kasha. Lamaisa. Gemara's kasha is not like a kasha. Okay? It's got to be back on his mind. Okay? You got me in order, and that's Tosha's kasha. Go ahead. What's the answer? The word Dishnes is learned. We're in the Tosha Dimasa Mechiasa, Yehudit. We're in the Tosha Mechiasa. We got to come to his mind. Go ahead. Mefarsha ben Tam. Did you see it, Bench? Go ahead, Michi. Go ahead, Michi. What?
Michi atu Rav LeBavel, the Hora Manu she miyamos
Yachania. Shigalu imo lebabel. What is it? Rabbi Masker, right? Masker Dina.
Dina Leo's parents is Sarah Lekitin.
Excellent. What's Rabbi Natan's answer? What is Mechiyasa Rab Lebabel? No! Doesn't mean that Eretz Yisrael became Eretz Yisrael for Gittin now. When did it become? It was always that way. Years before. I don't know how many, 600 years before probably. Because when was Churban Bayis Rishon? 586 BCE. Like, we're talking about like 600 years it's been like this. There's been a lot of Torah. So I don't mean to say it only became, Bavel became Eretz Yisrael Gittin now in my time, Rav says. I'm pointing out years ago it was like this. For 600 years. Now the kasha makes sense. The Mishnah says it's not, and Rav says it is. Go ahead, Nechain. Now I want you to get this because guys could skip this. Go ahead. What does it say in the beginning of Kol Marvin? In Erevin Daf Kof Tes. You know what it says? You guys know what a chaziz is? You guys are familiar? Arya, please. You know what Erev Chatzeris is? When you want to make an Erev Chatzeris, you need a whole city Erev that's an Erev Chatzeris. You want to have an apartment, Lomai's apartment building to carry it in. Yeah, there's no city Erev. You need Erev Chatzeris. The shail is, can you make it out of chaziz? What is chaziz? Vegetables. It was a certain vegetable. Shachat shol tfuo, kishu yarok. It's a type of vegetable. It's like straw or fodder. It's called fodder. So at one point, Rav said, you cannot make an Erev Chatzeris from chaziz. At another point, Rav said, you can. So it's a sphira. So the Gemara answers over there in Erevin. I want you to get this. That what? When from the time Rav came to Bavel, he saw people eating chazises in Bavel. So he saw people eating chazises. He said, Marvin the chazises. Then he changed his mind. So what do you see from this? What do you see from that Gemara? That even what? Even from the time of Yehoyachin, 600 years ago, they could be what? Do an Erev Chatzeris with what? With chazis, which is this fodder. You're able to use that straw, okay? When it's considered to be what? When it's considered to be kishu yarok, when it's green. It's a type of fodder, lemaisa. You follow me? So you see there's an example, a model in Shas, that Rav said 100, 600 years ago, it's been like this. So the same thing here. He didn't mean to say right now, Bavel became Eretz Yisrael Gittin. It's been like this for 600 years. Go ahead. Another example. What does it say to Sof Meruba? Seventh parak of Bava Kamma in the end. You know what it says? There's an iser to raise behemadaka. You know what a behemadaka is? Like a calf or a goat. Why is it usher to raise such animals? The Mishnah says in the Avodah Zarah. Why is it usher? You know why it's usher? Because they sit and they go around and they pasteurize in other fields. They steal from people. So you shouldn't engage in that occupation. It's a ganevisha business. So the Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to do it. And Bava, you're not allowed to do it either. From the time that Rava got the bubble, he saw that there were so many Yidim there, from the times of Yechaniah, he said, it's like bubble. It's like Eretz Yisrael. Just like Eretz Yisrael should be usher to what? To Megadol, to raise behemah daka. Daka is a small animal, like a goat or a calf. So too what? So too, what's the din? It's usher to do it where in bubble as well. So those are two examples in Shas where he's trying to model that our Gemara and Gittin has to be read that way. A lot of times, places will do that. This place is Bikiyas to show that there are two Gemaras. Rav's saying that it didn't change now. It's been like this for 600 years. Go ahead.
The Logaris. Amar Rahuna. Amar Rav.
We don't have that in our Gemara, do we? Do we have the phrase Amar Rahuna Amar Rav? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. It's Amar Rav Amar Rahuna Amar Rav. I don't see Amar Rav. I just read that in. What do you mean you don't think so? Either know so you don't know. It says Beferish. But I know that's what you meant, Jonathan Linder. Okay? So we see that what? We see that it doesn't say Amarav, right? Because wouldn't it be strange to say that Ravuna said in the name, that Rabab is saying the name Ravuna in the name of Rav from the time that Rav came to Bavel? You don't speak about yourself in third person. Who speaks about themselves in third person? It's bizarre. No? Rav Abba said the name Rav Kana in the name of Rav from the time that Rav went to Bavel. Come on. Therefore, Taisa says, I don't have that gear, so thank Baruch Hashem. Go ahead. Lo garis amarav maruna marav. Rav atzmo.
Rav atzmo lo haya omer.
Read again. The lo garis.
The lo garis amaravuna amarav.
Excellent. He never would say such a thing. Go ahead. Yesh was. Oh, it doesn't mean Rav. It means Bali Atira. Tamanei Chachamim, Rabbanim that came. And when they came, Lamaisa, from the times of Yechana, 600 years ago, it became an established place. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, it's like Eretz Yisrael Gittin, you don't need to say b'fanei nechtav, it's considered to be lishma halacha lamaisa. Okay? So what's the takeaway from Tosfos? Guys, the summary. You guys tell me, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos quotes Rashi by saying that what? That there are a lot of yeshivas, there's two yeshivas, not even that we said harbis lavdav, usually harbis three or more, here it means two. And therefore what? There's a network. And therefore if there's a network, and also they know how to learn, there's no reason to say b'fanei nechtav. The Gemara asks that question in the Mishnah. Mishnah says any place far from Eretz Yisrael, you have to say. So how could Rav say such a thing? Frek tells you, what kind of kasha is that? Gemara's kasha makes no sense. Rav lived a few hundred years after the Mishnah. Yes? Or at least 100 years after the Mishnah. So if he lived 100 years after the Mishnah, maybe the turning times of the Mishnah, Bubba was like Chutzaras. But 100 years later, it became Eretz Yisrael. So what's Gemara's kasha? It became like Eretz Yisrael. It's a great kasha. So what's Tosfos Teretz? No, Rav wasn't saying from the time now it became Babel became Eretz Yisrael. It means for 600 years from the times of Yechaniah. Memela, then we could ask a kasha in the Mishnah, and then he quoted how many rais for this Erevin, right by the Chaziz, the vegetable that Rav said Lamaisa when he was living in Eretz Yisrael, it's not good. When he went to Babel, he saw for 600 years they've been eating it. Different's good. And the end of Baba Kama also he went there to Babel. He saw you can't raise. There were so many yidden there. You also can't raise what. Goats there because they're afraid they're going to steal. So Lamaisa, and then he closes Tosfos by saying, I don't want to hear some Ravuna Marav. It's strange. Ravuna Marav said about himself, that it became Bubba, became Eretz Yisrael again. You don't talk about yourself like that in third person. So therefore he says, I don't have the gear, so we don't have the gear. So then he said, another shot is maybe you could have the gear. So start referring to Rav himself, the Amira, the great Amira Rav, it's referring to Rabbanim and Talmidei Chachamim. Excellent. Okay, let's go weiter now in the Gemara. Okay, we got that. One second. Before you go weiter, Are there any other answers in the Rishonim? Yes, there are, which I gave you. Let's get them down. Other answers to what kasha? To Tosfos kasha. Again, Tosfos kasha was, what's Gemara's kasha? Rav lived after the Mishnah, what's the kasha? So if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh says, V'shem Naharivah, and the Shidim Gwetz above Akam and Absadi, is quoting the Chassam Sofer by us, V'shem Ramini Yeshayah. A very interesting answer. I want you to get it. Okay, already got me? Rav restored what was of old. Rav restored what was of old. Meaning to say, originally, Bizman the Mishnayis, right? Bavel was a lot of Torah there. There was a lot of Torah in Bavel. Don't get me wrong. Lots and lots of Torah. Don't get me wrong. There are lots of Torah. And Lamaisa, that was Bizman the Mishnah. But there was a group of Amoraim that made Aliyah from Bavel to Yisrael, and it created a void now of Torah and Bavel. Reb Chiya and his sons made Aliyah after the Mishnah was finished, and the yeshivas became nullified. Rav and came back and restored it to what it was. So let's get that down. So that's a different answer already. Why is that a different answer? Because Lamaisa Tosfos' answer was it always had been full of Torah. Yes? Yeah? It always had been full of Torah. What's this answer? During the times of the Mishnah, it was full of Torah. It's not saying that for 600 years it's been full of Torah. Maybe the Cheres and the Masker did what? The Masker, yes? The Cheres and the Masker did what? Go to Bubble, but who says it was inundated with a lot of people? That we don't know. So this answer is arguing that. But we know at least that with Bizman HaMishnah there was what? There was a lot of learning. Maybe it was inundated. But the bottom line is that there was a gap. Reb Chiya and his kids made Aliyah, and there was a void of Torah and bubble. Rav reestablished it. But for the bottom line, the kasha of the Gemara is that what? What's the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is that during the times of the Mishnayos, right, it was very learned, and still the Mishnah says what? It's not considered to be like Eretz Yisrael. Kasha on Rav. What's the Gemara's answer? Bar mi bubble. Everywhere on the planet Earth is a problem except for bubble. But what I want to bring out is that there's a difference between Tosfos. Tosfos says for 600 years it was straight Torah. The Tosa Rosh argues, and Tosa Rosh B'Shem Nirvan, the Shittim Kubetz B'Shem Rabbi Yishayah say, Aryeh, there was Torah for many years, but there was a gap when B'Nechi and his sons made Aliyah, and then Rav restored it when he went to Babel from Eretz Yisrael. So that's a different Terence. The common thread being, though, that during the times of the Mishnah, they were learned. During the times of the Mishnah, they were learned, and Eli said, despite that, it said Babel, you have to say. That was the Kasha. Then the Gemara answers, Labar mi Babel. Okay? You saw, you got me? Yes.
I just have a question on Tosos.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I mean, I get the Yesh Beforshim to say that it's not really referring to Rav Mamish, but the first answer that he gives that it was always learned, right? So then, what's the
only answer. This is a new Nakuda. The end of Tosos is just a new Nakuda.
So his original Nakuda, or his Nakuda.
Yeah.
Well, then why does the Gemara say that when Rav came up? How do you explain the Lashon of the Gemara? It doesn't explain the Lashon of the Gemara.
You mean according to the Yesh Beforshim?
No, according before the Yesh Beforshim, where it was always learned in the time of Mishnayos or the Vestanis, they came up to Babel.
Rav, he addressed that. Rav was the one that taught us that. The Horolana, the Far Shabbat, he's the one who taught us that this has been full of Torah for 600 years.
Oh, it's not that Rav came.
When he came, he taught us this message. He taught us this notion that there's been learning for 600 years. That's what he's addressing when he says Vahorolana. That the Taich of Michias Rav Labav is not from the time he actually came. From the time he actually came, that's when he said Shiurim and taught us about it. History Shiurim. Okay, very good. Okay, third answer, guys. Let's get it. The Chiddush Yaran. Chiddush Yaran gives a third teretz. Okay? He says that there was a low plug going on. Where's the low plug, Aryeh? All of Chutzlarts, you need to say B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtav. All of Chutzlarts. This, even if they're learned. And that's exactly what the Gemara asks. Akko, there's a machlekes, whether it's Chutzlarts or not. It wasn't that a machlekes in Metzias, whether they were learned. The machlekes was, is the chiyuv to say B'fani Nechtav, even though they're learned or not, since it's Chutzlarts. So if Akko is a machlekes or mayor in the Chachamim, Everyone agrees bubble, which is further away, should be under the low plug. There's a machlokes whether Akko's under the low plug. Everyone's learning. And there's a machlokes whether they're under the low plug or not. That's Akko, which is close by. Kosher Kane bubble should be under the what? The low plug. That's the way the Chiddush Yaran learns, Pshat. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Okay? How could Rav say bubble is like Eretz Yisrael getting this against the low plug? So what's Gemara's answer? That bubble was never under the Xera of the Klo Plug. Because why? Because they always were learned. Everyone's learned. And no one's going to make a mistake there. And everyone's going to know that it's a special place, different than the rest of what? Different than the rest of Chutz Laretz, and the Din of Eretz Yisrael. So that's how the Chiddush Yaran learns. We get Yetzi from here, one sec, Yetzi, get it down, is that according to the Chiddush Yaran, it comes out of Big Chiddush, that in Chutz Laretz, you could have Lakewood. In Chutzlars, you could have Lakewood, which is a town full of Torah, yes? Yeah, hundreds of thousands of Yidden there learning Torah, yeah? You could have Lakewood. You follow what I'm saying? The bottom line is, there's a low plug. I don't care if there's a network. I don't care if they're all learned. You still got to say B'fani Nechtav. That's what comes out from the Chiddush Yaran. And that smack against the Ramban I gave you. The Ramban in the end of Dibramaska Vinaktinin says that in Chutzlars, if you find a place that has a network and they're learned, you don't have to say B'fani Nechtav. So what emerges, Bench, is a machlokes is the Chiddush Yaran and the Ramban, that if you have a place that's Shchichi or Gmiri, do you have to say or not? According to Chiddush Yaran, yes, based on the low plug. According to the Ramban, not. But that's a third way to learn the Kasha. I mean, what was the Kasha? The Kasha is the Mishnah says there's a low plug. So how can Rav say such a thing? Your answer is that it was never under the low plug. So to summarize this, guys, get it down. There are three ways to learn up this Gemara. And the answer of Tosfos Kasha.
What is the Chiddush Yaran about Zera Shemini Atzer Level Low Plug?
What'd you say?
What is the Chiddush Yaran?
We answered that yesterday. That since Babel was what? What's the whole point of
Yaran?
No, I'm saying Yaran Double of Kukul is only when there was a time when they were not learned, and then they became learned, and then you go back. But they're always learned.
So Ramban would say any other place also, if you have a place that's always learned, then.
Yes. If there was a place that always learned it, you never would have the Xera, correct.
But if it wasn't a place that was always learned it,
I would imagine you have the Xera. I'm talking about a place where they were always learned. That's what we're talking about. In a place that's always learned, always been learned, Chiddush Yaran says, I don't care. It's a low plug. Bubble's the only exception. The Ramban says, no, it's not the only exception. That's a fundamental machlokes. You guys got to get that down. So to summarize, we have three teruts into the kasha. What exactly is Tosis kasha? Tosis kasha wasn't more asking on Rav from the Mishnah. Mishnah is 100 years earlier. 100 years earlier, what do you find? 200 years earlier, what do you find? You find that the Bava was like Kutfar. So how could Rav say such a thing? Because Rav's talking about when he lived 100 years later. Right? How can you ask such a kasha? What's such an answer? Rav taught that they always were learned, not just during Rav's time. That's number one. What's number two? What's the second answer? Taisa Rosh and also Rabbi Shimon ben Ishai. What's number two? That there were what? They were learned in times of Mishnah. Then they stopped, Reb Chiya and the Bnei and his sons made Aliyah. And Rav restored the Torah. But if his mind the Mishnah, they were learned. And still Bavli had to say. That was more kasha. Yes? Similar to the first Teretz, but he's not saying that for always for 600 years. He was admitting that there was a gap. But that gap was after the Mishnah. Toysa Rosh and the Shinu Getz Hashem the Ben Yeshaya. Please get it. Toysa Rosh Hashem the Riva and the Shidim Gebetz is Hashem the Ben Yeshaya. What's the third Terence? What's the third Terence, guys? No. Third Terence is the Chiddush Yarad. That the Gemara was based on a low plug. That I don't care if they're learning, you still must say no matter what. And there was a machlokes whether Akko's under the low plug, and that was close to Eretz Yisrael. Something that's far away for sure is what under the low plug. That was Gemara's kasha. Gemara answers, no, Bava's never under the low plug. Why? Because everyone was learned. And no one's going to make a mistake that a tree like Eretz Yisrael would emerge as a big machlokes. The Ran says, let's go, Binyam. A place that Shechichi Ugmiri, I don't care about it. Could be Lakewood. Very close knit there. There's 100, and the density in Lakewood is unbelievable. The whole state of New Jersey, the density is very strong. But in the city of Lakewood, so you have Shechichi, you have Gemiri, you still got to say, low fluke, fun and after. Nope, you got to say fun and after. You deliver a get from Lakewood to Florida, you need to say fun and after, fun and after. Ramban says, no, it's not true. Shechichi, Gemiri. I already asked, what about the Xer? I'm talking about a place that always was learning. That's a fundamental machlokes. Okay. Let's go Viking down to Gemara, John. You're doing great. Guys, let's go focus. Let's focus, okay? Go ahead. Let's see, go ahead.
Where are we?
Ad Heichan, let's go. Ad Heichan.
Yeah, Ad Heichan.
So it's incumbent upon us to know the borders of Bava. You better know the borders of Bava. Go ahead.
Ad Heichan I Bava. Amar Rav Hakuka, Kamachlokes, the Yuchsin Ka, Machlokes Legin.
If you guys ask me, Yuchsin guys means heritage, not Yerusha. If you guys mistranslated, everyone makes mistakes. I make mistakes too. Only Hashem is perfect. Yuchsin means heritage. Doesn't mean Yerusha. It means you're Yuchsin.
Yes, like Yichus.
They want to make sure about Yichus. Correct. That's the word comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
They were very mocking to make sure the men and women they married did not have any psulim in the family. They kept records to make sure that the families were the good. There was no halalim, there were no mamzerim. So there was a certain section of geographical place where there were mocking on records. You know where that place was? Bavel. That same geographical section of Bavel was the same thing for Gittin. Go ahead, I'm a papa.
Amar Rav Papa, Machlokes Yosin, Kach Machlokes Legitin. Rav Yosef, Amar Machlokes Yosin, Abal Legitin, Dibrei Kol, Ad Arba Tanyana, the Gishma.
What does that mean? What is Arba? The second willow swamp. Arba is a swamp, willow swamp. Tanyana is second, the Gishma by the bridge. So there are two willow swamps past a certain bridge, that you know is the border, the ends of the border of Bava. And anything outside of that is considered to be chutzlarts. Okay, you got that? Does everyone have it translated? Arba Tinana is the second. Arba is a willow swamp, like Aravis, right? Even though Aravis is with an ayin. But Tinana is second, the Gisho of the by the bridge. So there's two willow swamps by the bridge, and therefore that's where it is. Now look at Rashi. I want you to look at that Rashi. Kemachlokas liyuchsin. Okay, go ahead.
Kemachlokas.
It's interesting to me. You see? Oh, okay, good. Kemachlokas liyuchsin. Well, I'll show you when we go to the next Rashi. Go ahead.
Kemachlokas liyuchsin. Azari. Yosin. The kind of
line. Kedushin. I and Alpha and I, which is the last pair of Kedushin. Go ahead.
the kind of on kol ha ratzos isel eretz shrov isel babel the pligu hasam ad eichanu.
And they argue there until where? So who's skimming and who's faking? Who's skimming and who's faking on this Rashi? What does the word isa mean, guys? Guys, come on.
Dough.
So what's going on here? All the lands are like dough to Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean dough? It means an expression means they're like nothing. All the other lands don't keep records good as well. Compared to Eretz Yisrael, they're like dough. It's like they're nothing. But Eretz Yisrael, to Bavel, is like dough to Bavel. Meaning on the rung of the ladder, what's the best record keeping? Bavel. Okay? You guys should ask me in Seder what that was. Okay? That's what it means, Isa. I mean, it's like it's nothing. What'd you say?
It was the last part of the Rosh Hashanah. I didn't understand that.
Okay, so you asked me that, Eliezer, okay? Now, what is Arba Tanyana? I'm glad I saw this right now. Go ahead.
Arba Shnia.
No, read it to Ramaska. Go ahead.
Arba Tanyana. Arba Shnia.
See, it's with an iron? I'm so happy about that. I was bothered by that. So, Willow. The second Willow Lake. Go ahead. Second Willow Swamp next to the bridge. Excellent. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Let's go, guys. Let's work. Go ahead, Lemais. Yeah? Let's go.
Yeah. Rechista Matzrich may Actisphone the Artishir.
Rechista would require a get from Actisphone, which was Chutzlar, Chutzlabavo, to Bay Artishir, which was inside the border. Let's get that out. Actisphone was outside. Bay Artishir is inside the line. Yes? Go ahead.
Low matrix.
It didn't require. Going from inside to outside, you don't need it. Go ahead. Let's go. But if it comes from what? If it comes from Akistophon, I'm sorry. If it comes from Artishir, they don't know how to write the Shema, you don't need to write it. Yes? Go ahead. However, the other way, they don't know how to do it. So at Lema, we think that they're holding Lishma. Go ahead.
Tisbro,
which means what?
Do you think like this?
Do you think like this? Almost, Jonathan. It means, do you think like this? Not do you hold. Do you think like this? Go ahead. Tisbro.
The heart of Rabba is like the Rabba.
Read again, the Tisbro. Go ahead.
Tisbro, do you think like this?
Go ahead.
The heart of Rabba is like the Rabba.
Oh, anyone holds Lishma holds Kiyum too. So what's going on here? Lamaisa, you have to save a finite nap to be your bikini lishma. You need a network. Go ahead. Everyone agrees, Kim alone. Go ahead.
The Hani Kavan, the Azbil.
Who's Mahani? Get it down in your notes. Hani's the Bnei Artishir. Kavan, the what? They're from inside. Go ahead. Since they go to the Shukta there. Since the Bnei Artishir go over there, the Shuk, they go to a famous Shuk in Akistophon. So Hanach, those Bnei Akistophon, Yodei what? The Chasimis. Hanach, again, Hanach. Jonathan Reed, Hanach.
Hanach.
Hanach, Yodei. The Bnei Akistophon know the Chasimis Yodah, the Hani. They know the Chasimis of who? Of the Bnei Artishir. Go ahead. But the Bnei Artishir do not know what? Bahani Bahanach, you got to get this. Bahani Manach, but the Bnei Artishir do not know the recognized right. Signatures of the Bnei Akistophon.
Right.
Yes?
Yeah.
Because what happens? Why do you think the Bnei Artishir are going to Bnei Akistophon? Why are they going there, Mayor, in Azriel? Why are they going there? To buy things. And they buy things on what? On credit. Oh. They have to write their names down. That David Hirsch owes money because he's buying it on credit. They would see the signatures. They became very familiar with Bnei Akistophon. Became very familiar with the Bnei Artishir signatures. But the Bnei Artishir are looking for wares. They're not looking for the signatures at all.
They're not looking
for the signatures at all of an Akistophon. My time
up. Yeah,
the buyers. Buyers and sellers don't get fancy with consumers. They know what consumers are. Buyers and sellers.
Oh.
Fancy word for me, too. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Bahanach, go ahead. Go ahead.
My time of Shukayu Treaty.
So what does that mean? Bahanach, Loyada, my time is Shukayu Treaty. They're too worried about getting their wares. They don't pay attention on the Chasimus of the Akistophon. I don't even know why they would even see them. Why would you even see the signatures of them, to tell you the truth? Why would you even see the signatures? Yeah, well, I don't know why even you would see them, but they're too busy getting their words. I guess, I don't know, maybe you see signatures on certain stars, I don't know. But it doesn't make a difference. What's the psak halacha? A get that goes to what? From Ardashir to Kastapon, what's the din? They can mekayim it, because they know what's going on. The Bnei Ardashir are found there, Lamaise, they recognize the signatures, yes? Yeah, Bnei Ardashir, Mitzu, Makistavon, they recognize their own signatures. So Lamaise, everything's good. They have a big network over there. That's why you don't have to say. So again, Nachamal, you with me, Benj? If a guy delivers a gift from the Arjun, I kiss the phone. There are two reasons why you don't have to say. Number one, they're there in the city. They recognize the signatures of their own people, Bnei Arjun. Number two, the Bnei Kistapon has grown accustomed to Bnei Arjun with these credit things. But the other way, if a guy delivers a gift or kiss the phone to Bnei Arjun, you better believe you got to say it, because Bnei Arjun don't recognize the signatures at all. There's not going to be anyone there, Lamaise. There's not going to be anyone there, Halacha Lamaise. Okay? There's not going to be anyone there. So, Lamaisa, you're going to have a problem. Let's look at Rashi, and then we got to get right to the Tais. Let's go, guys. Okay?
Which Rashi?
The Rashi, let's go. Rashi di Ramaskil, Rashi di Ramaskil, Vihani, the Bnei Ardashir, Ozla Shuki. Read the Rashi, yeah, Vihani Gemiri. Do Vihani Gemiri. Do that, go ahead. Vihani Gemiri.
Vihani Gemiri, the Bnei Ardashir.
They know how to learn. Go ahead. Vahraba.
Vahraba is like the Rabba.
Kevin.
Yeah,
read again, Dimas. Va'raba.
Va'raba is like Rabba. V'keman d'medina l'medina hu v'amina l'kayim.
Oh, you need kiyum. Excellent. You need kiyum. One was inside the line, was outside the line. That concept is medina l'medina. Next Rashi. Guys, pay attention to these Rashis. Go ahead.
V'hani d'mei ardashir.
Go ahead.
Azul l'shuka l'aktistaphon u mosrin lahen shim eduyos v'chos minau adding the bach shimam b'staros.
Excellent. They sign their names with, in the staros. Go ahead.
V'staros b'yad b'nei aktistaphon ad zman she nigvim.
The sellers hold these credits, these debts, you know, these IOUs, until it's collected. So they keep, every day they're looking at these guys' signatures. Right, hoping to get their cash, so they would become grow familiar to the signatures. Go ahead, Fikach.
Therefore, Bnei Akistaphon, Makirin Hasimas Bnei Ardashir.
Hilkach.
Get Shenetam Ardashir. Vinishlach Lakistaphon. Adim Mitzion Kando.
Excellent. They're there. Right. They're ready to go. Go ahead.
V'af Bnei Ardashir. Kshehochin.
And then you have another set of guys. The Bnei Ardashir and the Shuk. And they recognize their own friends from their own city. They need to do so. You have two sets of guys ready there to Mekayim. Go ahead. Aval. They go there all the day for business.
Every Monday and Thursday?
It depends. The Shukayim, right?
Yeah, but Shukayu,
they don't pay attention. Excellent. They don't pay attention. So that's a very good Hasbro. You guys got this now? Throughout the day in the college, you can remember this. Bnei Ardashir is within the border, within the line. Bnei Akistapon is outside. Okay. Excellent. Now, Lamaisa, let's take a look now at that little Tisus, and then we're going to go back to the other, the second, the one before Bnei Ardashir. Let's just do Hani B'yadi. Let's do that Rashi Hani B'yadi. Okay, I'm sorry, that Taisus, go ahead.
Yeah. Hani Yadi Khasimas Yadehu the Hani Bin Tomar Laelde Rinan Bigirsayu Shride. Amai Loam Rinan Bnei Amakov Makirin Khasimasan Kidarinan Hacha
Kidamar Hacha.
Kidamar Hacha.
I have Kidamar. What do you have?
I have Kidamarin.
You have Kidamarin? Okay, good. Go ahead.
Kidarinan Hacha the Bnei Akistapon. Makirin Chasimos Bnei Ardashir, Apagav, the Bnei Ardashir, Shmina Mishuka.
So what's Toys' Kasha? Guys, let's think. What's Toys' Kasha? Yudi, with me? What do we say to your Sour Treaty? That they're so busy with learning, remember we said that? Mm-hmm. That they're not going to be paying attention. When do we say to your Sour Treaty? That was the Machlekstein Rav and Shmuel, correct? In the beginning of the Gemara. Shmuel held the sift of your sour treaty, and therefore you have to, in bubble, you still got to say before and after, yes? Because they're busy learning. They're not noticing the signatures. So, Frektisis, if they're busy learning, why don't we say that the Bnei Makom are Makirin Chasimasa, like we say here? The Bnei Akistapon recognizes signatures, So even though the Bnei Asher are treating Bishuki, okay, Shkoya. So they're treating Bishuki. But the home person, the home place, should be what? Should be familiar with that. Shouldn't the home place be familiar with it? That's Tosis Kashin. Okay? Shouldn't the home place be familiar with it? And if the home place is going to be with it, so then why did Shmuel say Betriti Gersayu? That should be offset. That should be offset very strongly. No, it's a great kashin, Lamaisa. Why don't we say that the Talmidim that are coming from the Ir Acheres and they send again the Yosel Makom Shabbat Talmidim, they shouldn't have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Yes. Why shouldn't they have to say B'fanei Nechta again? Does everyone have this kashin? Tell me why they shouldn't have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. According to Shmuel says, what are you talking about? Shmuel says you have a yeshiva that creates a network. No, it doesn't. No one recognizes anyone. They're busy learning. They're absolutely busy learning. What do you mean? Shmuel said, Babas like Chutzrach, Linden, Gittin. Even though there are many yeshivas and they go from place to place, they cannot testify in the synagogue because they're always learning. What do you mean they're always learning? Why don't you say that B'nai Makom recognized the chasim of the Talmidim that came from another city and the shliach of what? The shliach that maybe get me also makom that from the place that the Talmidim recognize, they're all chaverim. You know what I mean? You have friends, lemais in the yeshiva, that a get can be delivered from that place. So the guys are in the yeshiva, right? The guys are in yeshiva, let's say in Tzura, and it gets delivered from the Ardar to Tzura. Let the Talmidim from what Tzura look and recognize the sinners. Okay, granted, they're always learning. But they're still not totally out to lunch to the degree they don't recognize fellow citizens in their city. They don't recognize the signatures. You understand what I mean? That's Tosis Kasha. Why was Shmuel so confident that their accuracy is the whole reason why you got to say funny nothing? I can offset that with the whole what? Let the Talmidim that came from Nardah that are learning by Rav and Surah, and again is delivered from what? Nardah and Surah. Let them say that we know those signatures. Right? That's the basis you see in this case of what? What do you see then? Ardashir. B'nai Ardashir. There were two sets of groups of people, we said, that when you deliver a get from B'nai Ardashir to B'nai Akastaphon, you don't have to say. Number one, the what? The B'nai Akastaphon know all the signatures from the debts. Yes? And number two, the B'nai Ardashir deliver it, and they know their friends. They know their friends' signatures. While they're visiting in the Shuk, they'll say, oh, do you recognize the signatures of this get? The guy's from B'nai Ardashir. Of course he will. So you see that the home place, there is this notion of recognizing. So Frek Taisvis, then that should offset what Shmuel said based on our Gemara. It's a great kasha. So what's Taisvis Terrence? Go ahead.
Yeah, V.H. Lomar.
Jonathan, you got the kasha?
Yeah.
Go ahead, V.H. Lomar.
Dehanho.
Go ahead. What does Hanho mean? Those guys. Go ahead.
The bigger Sayu. Tree day to pay.
What's the answer? These guys are real masminim. These guys are such masminim. They what? They're such masminim. They what? They don't have time. They're much more. They're much more asmata than B'nai Ardashir that are true to Miyom Ashuk. And therefore, they don't sign any stars. They don't sign in any stars. So ain B'nai Oso Makom Akim Chasim Yisidayim. Right. You would think that the home place would be familiar with what? You would think the home place would be familiar with what? See, I described the kasha a little differently. I described the kasha that B'nai Surah, yes, visit the yeshiva and Nardar learning there, and they're going to be their friends. But Lamaisa, maybe you could say that what? The B'nai Nardar that are learning in Surah eventually signed some documents, and by nature, the place of Surah will recognize their signatures. That was Tosis Kasha, right? I was focusing on the other set group. You could say the other group. It doesn't really make it the same kasha. The people that are traveling, don't they end up saying, I don't know, they want to buy some chulot. They want to buy some chulot Friday. Aren't they going to sign a debt there? So isn't the city of Tzura going to become familiar? They want to get some kishke, some kugel when they're off on Friday. So isn't that going to allow the city going to be familiar with the signatures? Terrence says, no. These guys were such masmidim. No, they only had what the yeshiva gave them. They didn't go out in the stores and buy the chulot and stuff. That's what Tosis says. Tosis says it makes sense. You can't compare Hasmada and learning to Hasmada and Shuk. Granted, they were interested in buying wares. B'nai what? Eliezer. Granted, they were interested in buying what? Buying wares. But it wasn't like Asmada. They would sign once in a while. They would sign their names. But in the Asmada, they wouldn't sign anything. They didn't have time. So it never allowed the other city to recognize their signatures. That's the answer. Okay? That's what Tosfos wants to say. Okay, we got it? You got it, Yisro?
That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Bishop okay with Tariyah.
What'd you say? No, we're asking on Shmuel when it said the Girsayu treaty. Girsayu treaty is so squared or cubed that they never had time to sign anything. They never had the ability to sign anything. Loisa. Shukayu treaty was talking about the Bnei Ardashir. But yeah, the Bnei Askaton, though, they had the Staris. So even if you have your Sour Treaty, didn't the Talmidim ever buy Chulent, where they signed their name and allowed it to be what? Become create a network through that? No, they never did. To that degree. And it makes sense, I'm telling you. There's a difference between interest in Torah. The Asmara for Torah will be much stronger than a lot of the wares. Oh, I'm going into Home Depot or Lowe's. Don't talk to me. I need to what? Focus and concentrate. No guy does that. It's a Meshuggah, no? No? Guy's learning the Torah in the mice. He's not going to, you know, he's got straight Asmada. He's not going to go out on Friday and buy the Chulent. You know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Guy doesn't go into Home Depot, Lowe's, or what else? Costco, Lemaisa. Whatever it is, Lemaisa in that way. You know, you don't go in like that. I need to focus, Usher. I need to focus. Don't talk to me. No one does that, Lemaisa. Okay? Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Eliezer?
It was the Bnei Ardashir that were busy learning, and they didn't have time to see the...
No. The Bnei Ardashir and the Bnei Kastafon was just about the Shuk. Shmuel was the one who said Girsayu treaty. We got a chazer. Keep hold. Shmuel, in the beginning of the month, Rav and Shmuel, because they were Mesiftas.
Right,
so according to Rav, Mesiftas created a network. According to Shmuel, it did not, because they never signed anything.
But who was the Mesiftas in terms of, like, which one?
Sure. Wherever you travel, Lemaisa, wherever you travel, the place you travel, Mestama, the guys from Tzura that traveled from Tzura to Nardal, signed something once in a while that would create a network for the people of Nardal to recognize. The answer is no, they didn't.
Oh, but in this case,
but in the Shuk, they would sign their name because they did it on credit. They didn't have cash, so they would sign their names. But the asmat of the learning was on a higher madragas. They never signed anything. So I thought you were going to ask me like this, and then you could ask on Taisus, Arya, I thought you were going to ask me, Binyamin, so what's the pshat with what? So what's the pshat in the Gemara? What's the machlis Rav and Shmuel? Remember we lumdicized it yesterday? We lumdicized it and said, Besifta, Begirsau, Trini, Meshkar, Shchichi. Are they learning so much that what? That they never what? So you have to say that what? Very few guys sign. According to Taisus, you're going to have to say very few guys sign. Is that enough to say that creates a network? Rav says yes, Shmuel says no. That's what you have to say. Even though Tosfos is very fierce about it, what are you going to say? Whether they ever signed? You can't say that. So you have to say that there's a very weak minority that signed. Was that enough to create a network? Shmuel says no, Rav says yes. You understand what I just said? That's how Eliezer, I thought you were going to ask me. You have to plug it back into Rav and Shmuel. You all like Tosfos. You follow what I'm saying? Binyamin, you got to get that down in your notes. Arya, you hear what I'm saying? Did you plug that back in? You have to plug it back in, Lemaisa. Okay. Let's go with the previous Tosfos now, guys. Let's go. Let's work, guys. Come on. Let's go. Previous Tosfos. Are you doing a great job, Jonathan? Go ahead. Umichi, what?
Umibe Arishir Tisphone.
Yeah, Umibe. It's Umibe. I made a mistake. It's not Mechi. It's Mechi. It's Umibe. The previous Tosfos is Mechi. Now we're up to Umibe. Go ahead.
Umibe Arishir La Tisphone Lomatsu.
Go ahead.
Big Tomar Mi Arishir La Tisphone Nami Ligzor Volich Atu Maybe. Pitabriam Lahel.
So what's Tosfos Kasha? You guys remember? On the top of Dalam Abbas? Remember that? We had a machlokes team what? The Tanakam and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, whether Molech has to say. Chachamim said yes, Tanakam said no. What was the machlokes? What was the machlokes? Gemara, first thought it was what? Machlokes Rabba Rava. Yes? If you owe Rabba, then from here to throw Molech, you don't have to say. If you owe like Rava, you have to say. Yeah? Then Gemara said, lo. Rabba Latarz the Tame, Rava Latarz the Tame. Well, how did the Gemara say Rabba Latarz the Tame? You guys tell me. Everyone owes Lishma, and Machlokes is whether you make a Gzer of Molech Atomevi. The Tanakhama says you do not, and the Chachamim say you do. Yes? So what's Tosfos Kasha? It's a great Kasha. Why do you make a split and say what? From what? From B'nai Kistophon to Ardashir Eliezer. Get this down, you ought. You say, but from Ardashir to Kistophon, you don't say. Why don't you make a Gzera Molech? Binyamin, you got me? Benj, you got this? This is the same halacha of Kistophon to Ardashir, which you have to say, and the Ardashir to Kistophon, you don't have to say. Why don't you make a Gzera Molech Atomevi? Do the same thing here. That's Tosis Kasha. It's a great Kasha. It's a very wonderful kasha. Okay? Go ahead. What's the terrace? Oh, we actually made that ha'ara with the Marim Shif, if you guys remember. The Marim Shif, back on Dalin and Bay, has made a beautiful ha'ara. And the ha'ara was that once you introduce to us Rava Islay to Rava, yes? That means you no longer can say the machlokas Tanakam the Chumim is Gzera Molech Atomevi. You tell me why. Because once you say Lishma and Kiyum, once you say Yisrael, the old Kiyum, then Molech, everyone agrees you got to say naturally. Not because of a Gzera. The Marim Shif said that back on Dalim and Beis. So the Marim Shif said you have to say when the Maskana is Rabbis Lidarabba that the Tanakam the Chumim are not arguing. And he quotes our Taisis on Davav, which we just did. Tosfos says, Lekuliyama, no one holds Molech Atomevi. That goes out the window. You understand what I'm saying? No one holds Molech Atomevi. So Lamaisa, we're asking according to what? What was the Havami in this Gemara? Eliezer, what's the Havami? What's the Leva Kasavar? That this Shita held what? Lishma, right? So if you go from Ardashir to Kistophon, right? That's Lishma, you don't have to say. You go with Kistophon Ardashir, you have to say because it's like Chutz Lubavitch. Yes? That's holding Lishma. Fractisis, why don't you say Gzera Molech Atomevi? What's the answer? What's the answer? So guys, follow this. This is a Cheshbon, guys. What's Tosfos' answer? That when we say Lamaskana, Rabbis Leda Rabba, everyone holds what? Everyone holds we don't make the Gzera. What's the reason why you have to say Kiyum? Molech has to say because of Kiyum and so that Gzera goes out the window. Yes? Binyamin, are you with me? That Gzera goes out the window. Yeah. Again, what do we say if you hold Rabba is later on? Remember, what was the Machlech doing with Tanakam the Chumim? If you hold Rabba, if you hold like Rabba and holds the Shema, what's the Machlech Chumim and Tanakam? Tanakam is a Dunder mentions Molech. Chumim in the Mishnah said Molech, yes? What's the Machlech? Do you make a Gzera Molech out to maybe? That's if you hold the Shema alone. Once you say Rabbi Islay to Rav, you hold Kiyum. You know why Molech you have to say? Because of Kiyum. Not because of Xera. No one holds an Xera anymore. Nobody. Chumim and the Tanakam aren't arguing, we said. Remember, he's coming with Lafrushe, Lasbure. Remember the Lashon of the Gemara Dalam Beis? You remember the Lashon of the Gemara Dalam Beis? Remember it said, Rabbana Basar Lafrushe Taima? Right? That was according to Rava. Yeah, everyone holds Kiyum, yes? Once you hold Kiyum, there's no machloikis, okay? And that's exactly what Tosfos is saying here. There is no gzera. Once you hold kiyum, there is no gzera of molech atomevi. There's just no machloikis. So you can't tell me we should say it based on a gzera. Okay? With this all within the scheme of who? Kiyum, yes? Now, what's funny with this? Maybe this is what you're going to ask you to. Go ahead.
Doesn't the logic of Molech maybe still work in this case, even though there's no takana?
But you don't need to make a gzeira. There's no reason to make a gzeira when you're naturally going to be chayav because of a kiyum.
I mean, but in this case, you're not going to be naturally chayav.
You are, because lamaisa, in certain cases, there's a network. In one case, there is, in the other one, there isn't.
I mean, but in the Bay Archive, the Akdisman case, it only works one way.
You're right. But I'm saying that's because naturally there's a network. It only works one way. But you know what I'm saying? When you say you have to say, you don't have to come out of gzeira. You don't have to come out to Xera. Just you're naturally working within Kiyum. Okay? You're naturally working within Kiyum. This is the Pshat of Tosfos, yes? You're naturally working within Kiyum, and this is what the Marim Shif pointed out. Now, I want you to chop this. Now, get this. I thought someone was going to ask this. Maybe you saw. I think you were driving at this. What's difficult with this answer of Tosfos? You guys tell me. What? Follow the train of the Gemara, Jonathan. You read very well. What does it say? Lema kasavar that what? Lema kasavar that this sheet holds lishma. Yes. Vani Gemiri. Then the Gemara asks, Va'arab is later Rava. At what stage of the Gemara is Tosfos asking on? What stage of the Gemara is Tosfos asking on that?
Before
Rav is later Rava. So how do you answer my kasha by saying Rav is later Rava? That's before we got there in the Gemara. No? We're going according to Lema Kasavar of Chista. That is based on Lishma. We didn't get the Rav is later Rava in the Gemara. We should still make the Xer. Do you understand that? Everyone should ask this kasha. I was upset at myself I didn't ask this kasha. What kind of answer is Tosfos answering? We didn't get up to Rabbis later Rabbi yet, Yisrael. You follow me? In a Hanami, I hear you, Tosfos, Yisrael, Dula Maskana. Fine, Dula Maskana. But we didn't get up to it. You mean the Gemara was barvorning that? Barvorning means Gemara knew that? Come on, the Gemara didn't know that yet. Gemara jumps in that, says, it's Isbro. Who asked this kasha? The Marsha and the Marmshif asked this kasha of Tosfos. Okay? Number one kasha. Number one kasha. Come on, Loma. Ari, do you hear this kasha? You guys should ask this. I'm giving myself Musar. I should ask myself first. I grant you Tosfos Lamaskana, but we're not up to there yet. The Marmshif asked, the Marsha and the Marmshif asked this kasha. Number two kasha. Number two, the Marmshif asked. Lefi Rabba on Dalin and Beis, what's the machloikis? Lefi Rabba, who holds purely Lishma, let's say. What did I say the machloikis was? I just said it a few minutes ago, are you? According to Rabba, holds Lishma, what is the machloikis? Nu on Dalin and Beis, what is the machloikis? Whether you hold Gzeira Molech Ato maybe, yes? So Rav Chisda could just say, I hold like the Tanakama, we don't make a Gzeira. What kind of answer is that? Tosfos, what kind of kasha? Tosfos asks, make a gzeira. I'm holding like the Tana that doesn't make a gzeira. That's the second kasha. Now you might tell me, Rebbe, that's hard because Tanakama of the Chachamim usually Yochid Rav and Lach Kerabim. Now the Tanakama in most places in Shas is the Chachamim too. So maybe the Tanakama is a group of Chachamim, but maybe it's a Shitas Yochid. So you can answer maybe that kasha quickly and say we don't want to say that Rav Chisda was going like who. Like the Tanakama over the Chachamim. But how do you know the Tanakama was a Yochid? So Nochamo, the two kashas on Tosfos are Frek the Marsha and the Marmshif. Don't tell me, Frek Tosfos, why don't you make Xera? Why do you say from what? From Ardashir to Kistaphon, you don't have to say it. Frek the Kasha, Molech HaTomei. It's the same thing. As there, Molech Bavlin Israel. So Tosfos answers, we're going to Maskara Rabbis later Rabbi. Hold Rabbis later Rabbi means old Kiyum. That means Molech naturally says. Nothing to do with the Xer. No one holds an Xer anymore. No one holds an Xer for the Rabbi. Remember, we said there's no Machlekes in the Gemara. No Machlekes in the Mishnah Tanakama. The Chachamim were being mad with the Tanakama. What was the Lashon in the Gemara? On Dalin Beis. What's the Lashon? You tell me. He's coming to you in Mazda. What's the Gemara? Lefrushi Taima, the Tanakama. That's the Lashon in the Gemara. There is no Machlekes. And if you hold Kiyum purely, you have to what? You have to finagle. Certain cases you are, certain cases not, like you said, Yehuda. So therefore, there's no Xer in Molech. Frek the Marm, Shoh the Marm, Shiv. What are you invoking Rabbi Slater Rabbi at? That's the next line of the Gemara. We're holding what is just Lishma on its own. Lema Kasavar. If you're holding Lema Kasavar, then Lamaisa, you're not up to there yet. So you're back to the Kashi. You should make a Xer in Molech. Maybe. Number two asked the Marm, Shiv. According to Rabba, who said the machlokas in the Mishnah was in Dalin and Beis, whether you make a gzeira or not, maybe the sister who's the lema holds like the Tanakam who doesn't make the gzeira. Tosfos says, oh, maybe you make the gzeira both. How do you know I'm holding like the Chachamim? Maybe I hold like the Tanakama. Okay, I'm saying maybe you go like the Rabbim. But how do you know the Tanakam is a Yachid? Many times it's shas, the Tanakam is a Rabbim. Here I hear you, it's a little difficult because against other Chachamim. So you think the Tanakam is a Yachid. But it's not nuts. It's not crazy. So how do you answer this? So let's get this down. How do we answer this kasha? So the Maram Shif answers that Lefi the Maksha, meaning the Maksha, who's the Maksha? Lema Kasavar. No, the Lema Kasavar. The Lema Kasavar, right? Lefi the Maksha, Lamaisa. Yeah, who says Lema Kasavar, there is no kasha. Because maybe he holds like the Tanakama. Tosfos' whole kasha is Lefi the Maskana, Rabbis later Rava. where there's no machlokes tanakam in the chacham. So Tosha started in their kasha that the svara has to be the kuliyamu make a gzera molch atomevi. That's what Tosha held in the kasha. That's what Tosha held in the kasha. See, the bottom line is when you lamaisa invoke Rav Islay to Rava, you could go in two directions. What are the two directions? You really could go in two directions. What are the two directions? You could say that lamaisa, no one makes the gzeira, right? You with me, Binyamin? You could say no one makes the gzeira. That's what you theoretically could say, that no one makes the gzeira, okay? That's what you could say, and they're not arguing. And Taisa says Lefid Maskana, no one makes the gzeira. But theoretically, you could say that Kumiyama holds that we do make the gzeira. You follow me? And therefore, Taisa's Lemaisa in his kasha, so that the whole kasha of Taisa is also holding Rabbi Islay to Rava. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, you could theoretically hold Rabbi Islay to Rava and have everyone hold the gzeira. That's what Taisa held in the kasha. Why would you say like that? Why would you say like that, Lemaisa? I'll give you a good reason to say like that. Everyone holds Rabbi Islay to Rava, and everyone holds you make the gzeira. Because why? Even if you come up with a case where there is a network, and through naturally kiyum, no, maybe we make a gzeira across the board. There is a possibility to say that. And that's what Tosfos is held in the kasha. Tosfos is held, maybe you make a gzeira, and Tosfos answers, no. I want you to know we don't do that. Once we say Rabbi Islay to Rava, we don't make a gzeira at all. We work the kiyum naturally. But that's how the Maharam Shif wants to give the answer. There's the Fida Maksha, there's no kasha. Because why? We're holding like the Tanakama purely Lemaisa, which is Rabba, Leislay to Rava. And therefore, what? We hold like the Tanakama where there's no Gzeira. Toys all kasha is going to the Manam Rabba, Islay to Rava, and therefore there's no Machloikis. And if there's no Machloikis, maybe everyone holds Molech, Ato maybe, could be. Then Toys has an awakening and says, no. Like the Maharam Shif said in Daf Daled, Amud Beis, that everyone agrees there is no Gzeira. See, Ben, you can have two conclusions you hold Rabbis later on. Either you make the Xer, or you don't make the Xer. Our maskon is we don't make the Xer. We go with Kiyum naturally. Everyone else, so if you have to do it, you have to do it. If you don't have to, you don't have to. Theoretically, you could have made the Xer. That was Tosh Kasha. Tosh answers, you know. And the truth of the matter is, once you say there's no machlok, it's much natural, much more palatable to say there is no Xer. Because you're just, everyone's interested, Rabbis later on, you don't hold the Kiyum. And Lemaisa, if you hold the kiyum, so the bottom line is that what? Is that, the bottom line is that I'm not worried about what? Kiyum is much more practical. So we're going away from Xeris. Lishma is much more conceptual, lends itself to make Xeris that people don't get mixed up. You follow what I'm saying, Binyamin? So I'm saying at the end of the day, when you say Kuliyam Islay to Rava, it's much more palatable that no one makes Xeira of the Molokata maybe. Work with Kiyum, it's more practical. If there's an issue, then you need it. If there's no issue, you don't need it. If you're working with a Shema on its own, then there is good reason maybe to make Xeira. You don't want to get it, you don't have to, but that's the Machlaikis. It's in the Tanakam and the Chumim. Now, in the Kasha, to itself, even if everyone holds, Rabbis later Robin, you are Lishma and Kiyum. There is a possibility to cover yourself by always making it Zera. Because you do hold Lishma. You really do hold Lishma, Lemaisa. So you accentuate the Lishma. Maybe there's a good reason to make Molokato, maybe make it Zera. Tyson the Maskana says, you know, I could write a whole stuk of Torah on this Lemaisa. Maybe Tyson the Kasha held, when you say Rabbis later Robin, what was the major motif? In the Kasha, Tyson held the Lishma was. That's why you make the Zera. In the Maskana, what's Tosis hold? What's the major motif? What is Tosis hold the major motif in the Maskana? It's the Kiyum. Therefore, why should we make it Xavier? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying maybe that was the Kash and the Terence of Tosis. That's how I want to tie it. Because if Lishma lends itself to make the Xavier. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tosis and the Kash held Rabbis later Rabba, the major motif might be Lishma. Therefore, there's good reason to make the Xavier. Then Tosis backs out of it and says, no, the major motif is Kiyum, and therefore, why make the Xavier? That's what I want to suggest maybe was the Kasha and Teretz of Tisus. But let's continue now. Go ahead, let's go. You're doing a great job, Jonathan. Please get this down. This is all stukal tire. Okay, go ahead. Venira?
Venira, the Arshir Bababel, the E, Bishar Chutzlar.
Now he's pinning it down. I have to prove to you that Arshir is within Babel, the borders. Why? Go ahead, D1.
Kishar Chutzlars, it moves into the rest of Chutzlars.
Yeah, you can't get those words out of your mouth because they're not learned. Go ahead, Ma, what? I take that back. Not that they're not learned, but you have the problem of the Xayra. Go ahead, Ma, what? We should be worried about it. It was going to go back to what it was. Bubble never has that concern. But we do in the rest of Chutzlars. So there's no doubt that Ardashir is within Bubble. When you were out, you saw, we pointed out a stickle Torah, Tosin and the Kasha held that you make a Xayra, because the major motif, the old Rabbi Slater Rava, and the Kasha held was the Shema. That lent itself to a Xayra much more. Molokal maybe. It's objective. We don't want people getting mixed up. But something that's Kiyum doesn't lend itself. Practically, is there a concern? Yes. If not, now you're not going to make a Xayra. That's what Tosin held in the Terence. I want to say a stickle Torah. The Kasha, Rabbi Slater Rava, major motif was the Shema. In the Maskana, Rabbi Slater Rava is what? The major motif is Kiyum, and therefore you don't make a Xayra. But in the Kasha, held it was. But Lamaisa, as the Ram Shiv says, Lafi the Makshin, we're only going to Shema on its own. Okay, fine. So what did Tosh just pin down? Where is Ardashir, Jonathan?
Bubble,
excellent. Go ahead, look inside. Now, Viker. Well, how did he prove it was? Because otherwise you have Shami Asadola Kukulo. So obviously it was within. Go ahead. Arya, that was your Kasha, yes? Go ahead, look inside. But I what?
Baptisophone, Al Kachinan, Love Me Bubble.
Al Korche.
Oh, the chip doesn't really help
them. Lavi Babel. Oh, Tishkistophon is not me bubble. Go ahead, D what? Yeah, Kisophon would also be Gmiri. My what?
Umai Hamar Hani Lo Gmiri.
How could you say the phrase Hani Lo Gmiri? They are learning. Lamaisa. So obviously it's not from bubble. Where are they from? Outside of bubble.
Oh.
So remember this. Artists is in bubble, Kistophon is outside bubble. Go ahead. But oh,
below Azli Lashuka Nami Amrina Blayo Lara the Kaimalan Kavase Bisura.
What does that mean? What do you mean below Azli Lashuka? If they don't go to the Shuk, we pass in the mercies and curse. When there's a Machlis Rav and Shmuel, who do we hold like? Whenever there's a Machlis Rav and Shmuel, who do we hold like? In Yisurim, we hold like Rav, and in Dinamam, we hold like Shmuel. Rosh is above account because Rav is a bigger bucket than Shmuel in Yisurim, and Shmuel is a bigger bucket than Rav in Dinamam. So what do I always add on? Alavai, we should be like Rav and Mominus and like Shmuel and Isurim, yes? But the bottom line is that what? In a case where there's no network, what is Tosis saying? Go ahead. Come on, let's get this, okay? Let's try to see if we can finish the Tosis by the end of the year. Please get it. Go ahead, so you can pass it over and tomorrow we go Viking and Tosis. Go ahead. So what is he saying there? What is he saying with Rav? You tell me. And if there is no network, right? What does that mean? Even without, what does that mean? Even it's Buchadak Tiktophone is not bubble. Because it was bubble, then even without what? Even without a network of people going to the Shuk. If you wanted to tell me that it was bubble, write that down in your notes. V'od. If you wanted to tell me that what Kistophone was bubble, read again. V'od. V'od. De below what? V'od. De below Az Lashuka. Read again from V'od.
Yeah.
The what? The Shrichi? The Shrichi Mesifta. So if you want to tell me it was from Babel, then what? Even without a network, what should be the din? As long as there's a yeshiva there, going back and forth, and it's between the Kaimo, that should be fine. So why should you have to what? Why should you have to say B'fanei Neftov? The reason why Mishum Shalkan Sham Lashuk. Because why? Because why? What do we say you have to do? What do we have to do, Lamaisa? We have to say b'fanei neftov of Lamaisa, right? We have to say b'fanei neftov. So he's saying, what is he proving here with this v'od? You guys tell me. It's mukhach that I kissed the phone is not what? It's not from bubble. Because if it was from bubble, even without the shuk, Lamaisa, we would paskin that what? The mesift is enough, and you never would have to what? You never would have to say b'fanei neftov. When you went from a kistophone to what? To Ardashir, yes? You never would need to say it. We said you need to say it from a kistophone to what? To Ardashir. Why should you have to say it? There's a network, Lamaisa. So it must be that it is not from Bavel. It must be that it's not from Bavel. Because if it was from Bavel, Lamaisa, you would have what we would pask in Lamaisa when the sift is there. Read again, Vod, another time. Vod, Nachamal. Go ahead, Vod.
The Od,
There it is. You should never have to say it. We have this backup. The network of the yeshivas. So obviously it's not from Babel. Hello. There it is. V'havi what? Oh, no. V'yad lav l'shuka. Unless you have a network. Correct. Go ahead. V'ashna now. Parash shopper. Now the Gemara is asking very good. What's the Gemara asking? Gemara is asking that what the reason Rav Chisda is what? What's the reason of Rav Chisda? You can't say, well, like Lamer, the time of Rav Chisda is what? You don't have to say from what? Artisher to what? To Kistaphone. And Kistaphone, the Artisher, you have to say, is because the B'nai Artisher, what? Bekin, what? Lishma. And they're not. Baha what? Baha Rabba. Now the Gemara's Kash is beautiful. Rabba is Slater Rabba. Go ahead. Yeah, why don't we record Marsh here? It came into what? Even though they were close together. Go ahead. Dagelis is the tigress, isn't it? Isn't Dagelis the tigress? Looking on the computers. Either that or the Euphrates. I get them confused. Right? I think there was a tigress. Go ahead. It's Nar Chidekel, and Rashi says above a comma. What was Chidekel in the Chumash? Is it tigress? There was a tigress. Go ahead. It's tigress. I was right. Okay, go ahead. Can I read it? Go ahead. Can I read it?
Yeah. Can I read it?
It says in Berim Arvin. So even though they're close together, but there's a river between them. Go ahead. It's considered two provinces. Kamo what? Excellent. Eber Yard Transjordan is considered separate, distinct from Eretz Yisrael. Gabi Chazaka. Lefisha what? Because the Jordan River is Mafsik. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, Vavasa, the Chlam Chesimah. There are three types of lands for Chazaka, for squatting on lands. Yehuda, Eber Yard, and Galil. And therefore, if they're in different things, in different lands, he can't protest. It's not a chazaka. He has to be in the same province and not protest in order to establish 3 years of chazaka. Because Yehuda and Gaul was like a fight. It was kishas cherim. There was no caravans. Remember, we said we learned that on Dal and Beis. A macha balakarka is not a macha. Because the Lamaisa, lo havia macha balakarka macha, because no one heard anything. So therefore, he can never establish chazaka. He can only establish chazaka when a guy can lodge a protest, and he can't. He didn't do it. But if the guy can't lodge a protest, can't be heard, you can't establish chazaka. You follow me, Yisrael? That's the chiddush. Go ahead. So it's an amazing thing. Go ahead. So that's what he says. He points out amazing chiddush. That's why it's Medina Limedina. Go ahead. Now he closes with this. This is not the same akistophone that is mentioned in the first parak of Yuma. Go ahead. The what? Resin ze akistophone.
Resin ze akistophone.
Because that resin akistophone is in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, we're not talking about that one, because we're talking about akistophone that's right outside of Babel, right? I don't know, in Turkey, which are full shleim at all the chaylim there, the earthquakes. Come on, let's learn. Go ahead. We should put our davening. Kiddushim. What?
Okay,
that's from Assyria. Where is Assyria? I don't know. In the north, no? Is it in Lebanon?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Where's Ashur? Someone read in the computer.
Yeah, it's like Syria and Lebanon.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Even is Ninve, Kule. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hava, Dipsi, Rishit, Dikra, in Aretz, Ahi, Yatza, Ashur, Vivan, Es, Ninve, Kule.
And then it says, Vesrachavasir, Veskalvas, Resin. Gracious Spirit Unit says it. Go ahead.
It reads much.
Oh, yeah, that's why in the bottom here in the notes they say they have no idea where from that pasuk shows that resin is from Eretz Yisrael. But that's besides the point. Maybe it's from Ashur. Go ahead.
Assyria is northern Iraq and southeastern Turkey.
Okay. But Lamaisa, what I want you to get down to your notes. Where do you see from that pasuk in Bereishis that's part of Eretz Yisrael? That's why he has a kasha. Go ahead. And then read the parentheses. I have parentheses there. Go ahead. With Perish Rashi. Yeah, that's Rashi and Chumash there. Also, he doesn't know what that's referring to, because there's a Gemara in the first parak of Yuma, Rashi and Chumash, He says, Rashi and Chumash, he doesn't find other places. Lomatzati. Yeah, says there's a mistake that fell in Taisus.
Yeah,
you look in the Targum Yerushalmi, Targum Yerushalmi says, Katuva Chalma Beret Shinar, a Kistapon Bar the Bubble. Fize Yishlaki Betaisu Yerushalmi, Kos of Resin Ainzeh Kistapon. You know the Marsha puts the word Ain in. You see that? Ainzeh Kistapon. This is not that Kistapon. That's what the Marsha says in Yerushalmi. Do we have the word Yerushalmi? No, I don't have it.
The Marsha?
You write the word Yerushalmi because of Resin Ainzeh Kistapon. Resin is not a Kistapon, and that's what he's trying to point out from the Yerushalmi. So that's how Taisus ends. So
Marsha, it says here the Marsha erases the stuff in the parentheses.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Because the Marsha says the Marsha says you have to fix it because you have to say what should say Yerushalmi because of Resin Ainzeh Kistapon. It's quoting Yerushalmi. So the bottom line is that this is not the Kistapon that is in our what that is in the Chumash. So what's the takeaway from the Taisus, guys? So we get set up so we go back to tomorrow. What's the takeaway from this Taisus? Takeaway from the Taisus, also to go through with the Marv Shif, that we said in the beginning of Taisus, that if the Shema, Frek Taisus, you can say Molochata maybe, yes? Make a Gzera. Taisus says, no, we're going like the Maskana, and no one makes the Gzera. So we Marv Shah and the Marv Shif say, what do you mean? We weren't at that point of the Gemara. Yes? It's a great Kasha. We're not at that point of the Gemara. So what if Bichlal is Taisus asking? The second Kasha Marv Shif adds on is that what? They refused out like the Tanakama that doesn't have the Gzera. Taisus is going like the Chachamim, Yachid Rabbah like a Rabbah. Even though we said the Tanakam, we don't know if it's Yachid, but okay. So what's the Maram Shif's answer? Maram Shif's answer was the Maksha that said Lema held at the like the Tanakama. Taisus is going with Fina Maskana. And the Fina Maskana of Rabbah Slid Rabbah, they held that maybe everyone holds you agree the Gzera. Then Taisus has an epiphany and says, no, everyone holds you don't hold the Gzera. Which we said, what's the Lumdus? That Rabbah Slid Rabbah, the major motif is Lishma, you would make the Gzera. If the major motif is Kiyum, like in Taisus Terence, then you don't make the Gzera. Then Taisus says, I'm gonna prove to you that a kistapon is what? Chutz l'bavo, and our Ardashir is Tov Bavo. Has to be like that, Lamaisa. Has to be like that. Because Lamaisa, if it was what? If a kistapon was Bavo, then what? Even without Azul Shukin, you have Mesifta, you wouldn't have to say it. So obviously, Ardashir is Bavo, kistapon is not Bavo, it's Medina Medina, and the Gemara asks Rabbi Slater Rava. And the Gemara says the Maisa, even though they're close together, but there's a tiger separating them, that makes it the Medina Medina like we find by the Chazakas and the Resin is not the same Resin that we have here. Okay, we'll stop here, guys. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. Keep it up. You guys learned to start today in the Seder and the Shir. Keep it up.